Texas Democrats know they'll have to work hard to get their voters to turn up in this year's midterm elections if they want to win seats held by Republicans. One group that's particularly hard to mobilize, younger voters. KERA's Christopher Connolly asked around at the Texas Democratic Convention in Fort Worth to find out why it's so hard to get young people to vote.
Kim Olson is running to be Texas Agriculture Commissioner, but when she spoke with a group of Texas young Democrats, people under 40, she didn't spend much time talking about farms. Instead, she had a message for them.
Those of us with gray hair and chemically altered gray hair need you to be like gerbils on Red Bull. It is up to you.
There are nearly as many adults in Texas above the age of 65 as there are below the age of 26. But the two groups vote at vastly different rates. In Texas in 2016, senior citizens voted at more than double the rate of people in their early 20s. So Olson told the crowd, you grow the Democratic electorate by getting more young people out to vote.
If you want to fundamentally change this country for the better, you young Dems have to get out the vote. This is not the prom. No one has to ask you to show up. You come to the polls and you bring somebody with you.
There are a lot of reasons younger people don't vote as frequently as older ones do, according to Texas Democratic Party political chairman Cliff Walker. Think of voting like getting on the highway.
If you're just getting on the frontage road for the first time and you pass your first on-ramp, well, you missed that election, but you've only gone through one on-ramp. If I'm 60, I've gone through many different on-ramps, so I've had a lot of time to sort of, you know, get on the rolls.
Older folks have seen the impact of more elections play out in their lives. They're also easier for campaigns to reach. Walker says he's on the younger side of Generation X, but even he is unreachable by traditional means.
You can't reach me by television. I've cut the cord. I have cable. I watch Hulu. I watch Netflix. I have Amazon Prime. I listen to some radio, but it's going to be hard to reach me that way. Landlines? Try to get me on a landline. I haven't had a landline in 20 years.
So Walker says campaigns need to use more sophisticated data to do more targeted outreach, to engage younger folks on social media, by text message and in person, anything, he says, to cut through the noise. At a bar in the Fort Worth Stockyards, young liberals fresh from the convention dance and drink and talk shop. Celia Morgan threw this party. She's president of the Texas Young Democrats, and she says her generation gets a bad rap. Sure, she says, older people have always outvoted younger people, but young Texans today are more engaged than ever.
There is a lot more popularity and I think a political wokeness amongst younger people in our generation and the younger generations now than there was before.
Look at youth-driven protest movements around immigrant rights, Black Lives Matter, and now high school-aged gun control activists. But 23-year-old Carla Cruz says Democrats still need to do a better job of organizing communities of color like the one she grew up in Brownsville. That's where a lot of young folks are registered but don't often vote.
Engaging those people, mobilizing them, letting them know that they actually care about them, how they feel, how they would vote, and what their needs are so they could accurately represent them, never happens.
It doesn't happen, according to Democratic strategist Ed Espinosa with Progress Texas, because campaigns are spending their energy and resources on established voters, which usually means older ones.
It's kind of a chicken and an egg argument. The people who vote are the people that campaigns target, but the people that campaigns target are the people who vote. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Espinosa says it's good that this year Texas Democrats have a younger, more diverse crop of candidates. Still, he says, that's not enough on its own. Millennials want authentic candidates who will fight for their principles.
For them, it's not whether or not they're going to vote for one party or the other. It's are they going to vote for one candidate or are they going to stay home? And I think that it's up to the candidates to be able to reach out and develop that relationship and say, I share your values.
Democrats have just over 4 months to build those relationships with younger voters and give them a reason to turn out in midterm elections. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.